I am here now with the current general manager of UNC Radio, Matthew Davis, who's kind enough to take part in the celebration.
Now, I do have to correct you there. Technically, Thomas Hoffman is the general manager.
Oh, sorry. Right. You're the programming director.
That I am.
You've got the job that I had about 4 years ago. I was here for 2 years. I was the programming director putting music on the old version of this. We called it the Monster. Yeah.
And now that's considered the old version of that at this point.
Is there going to be a new one? Are you?
It's something that I'm looking into for this year, but possibly next year.
Cool. Cool. Okay.
Just possibly. It's under consideration.
Well,
this thing works
working.
Just fine.
You know, it's working.
But it's older technology, and we're always looking to upgrade when we can.
Because I'm sure Sam would tell you stories of how I spent hours and hours putting songs on the old computer, and then I would come in one day, and they'd be gone. And then I'd have to start over again from, like, square one. It was back in the day when I was still using this. I was still there, this CD player, to put the songs. I wasn't even, like, 4,000 MP3s on a thing. I was, like, song by song, and it had to be coded. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And no, I did three times I started from scratch on that, and I just wanted to bang my head against the wall.
That's no fun.
But yeah, I got to tell you what is fun, and what this man has done, this Matthew Davis, this programming director in front of me, aside from the fact that he spent the past few months helping renovate this station and putting up the acoustic tile and really, you know, making it look cool again.
Yeah.
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 On this particular day, on this episode of Dave's Gone By, on this March 7th, 2015, my 500th episode, he just brought me a cake.
It was good cake.
Good Safeway cake, ladies and gentlemen. not the crappy King Supers cake. We're talking about the
free plug for Safeway, apparently.
Safeway cake, they do make good cakes.
They do. Yeah. Evidently, we know.
The number's 500 on it, and I blew out a candle. I'll put up the photos, hopefully, on the website over the week. So that was really, you know, that touched me. And then Matthew touched me, and I need to change my underpants. But it was...
Whoa.
I don't even know what that means. But thank you for that. That's really, really thoughtful. I'm absolutely just, you know, jaw to the ground. Because, you know, I don't do this for money. I do this for appreciation, love, people looking at me going, oh, he's the guy who does that stuff on the radio. That's stay away from him. Don't let the children near him.
He's crazy.
Did you think I was eccentric the first time you met me?
Eccentric, yes.
What the hell was eccentric about that first, just meeting me for the first time?
Your personality is very energetic.
Yeah.
Which is good, not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I taught two classes in English here last semester. You know, and had a pretty good time doing it, all things considered, even though it was really basic college comp that freshman take here at UNC.
Yep.
And I got my, what do they call the feedback, the evals that students fill out at the end of the thing. You know, you have to walk out of the classroom for 15 minutes so they can fill out this stuff.
Yeah.
And mine were good. No question, mine were good. But one person wrote, oh, he's Lefkowitz is a character. I'm like, okay, I guess. Except I did get weirder as the semester went on. I did start bringing out my plush fake toy potatoes, and I did a lot of that. And yeah, I guess I do present not quite normal.
It's okay. The best part about radio is that you can do that, and it usually gets you more listeners.
Radio was meant for people high on the autism spectrum, I believe.
Oh, that hurts. That's where I belong.
What made you, when did you realize you wanted to be involved in this radio station in UNC?
I knew I wanted to be involved in this radio station in particular the moment I walked into orientation.
Wow.
I had already worked as an intern and a production assistant at another internet radio station prior to coming to college. And so when I saw it here, I went, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that.
And you knew fairly early on that you didn't just want to do a show, but you really wanted to be, like, involved with talons and hooks.
Quite so, yes.
Cool. And you're a sound guy. Are you involved or working on the show that UNC has now at the Langworthy, the Children of Eden?
Not directly as a designer. I've been working on the production team a little bit with pre-production stuff.
Okay.
Just, you know, helping with the electrics, lighting, and sound preparation. Mm-hmm. But my design was actually finished when Intimate Apparel went up this semester.
Oh, so you're done basically with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we were talking about Intimate Apparel at the very beginning of the show when Thomas Hoffman and Alex Kirshner were here with the guy from The Mirror, Will Costello, way, way back. And they had seen the show, and they really liked it, and they mentioned the sound. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I prefer it that way. My best review, I think I've told you this more than once, the best review I ever got in the Tribune was that he mentioned me for about 5 seconds, and then it was no more. And that was the best review I'd ever gotten. No right. negatives.
Well, especially because the critic in the Greeley Tribune is very particular, and this is a good thing, about the technical elements of the costumes
yes.
and the designs and things. A lot of reviewers either don't pay attention or they don't have room or they don't make room to talk about it in any way than being really perfunctory. But he'll say, you know, oh, I noticed this on the costumes or, you know, nice job there or this wig or... And Langworthy is known for having sound problems, so...
For now. We are receiving at the end of this semester brand new Meyer sound cabinets.
Okay.
Essentially, we're just doing this huge upgrade to the sound system overall in the space. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be in for the first time in a production over the summer for the Little Theater of the Rockies.
Wow. So, and they're doing this all of this despite the fact that they're building this other theater, aren't they, here?
With Gray Hall, the new Gray Gem Theater.
Is that it? Is that Bishop Lair, or is it part of the UC that they're...
There's a couple of different things. There's the theater department just recently took over and gained control this year of Gray Gem. And they're turning Gray Gem into a rehearsal space to start, and the hope for that space is that it's going to become another performance venue in the next 2 years.
Hmm.
However, we don't know whether or not that's going to happen, but at the moment, it's definitely becoming a rehearsal space, okay. dance space, and we're putting up brand new speakers in there as well, and those just came in the other day. We were having a lot of fun.
But Gray Gem is really meant for dance. Isn't that the one with all the mirrors on the walls, and or am I thinking of something else?
Well, there was a rock climbing wall on the far end.
I don't remember that.
It was not very tall. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And it was just very unused. It wasn't really used for sports any longer. There's much better facilities around campus for that.
Yeah.
So we took it over, and by the end of this week, this next week, it should, in theory, be all prepped and ready to go because we're going to be using it for some rehearsal space for ACDA, which is a tour that's coming through. It's a tour
it's
conference.
What was it, ACDA?
It's American something dance.
Oh, okay.
But it's a bunch of collegiate-level dancers who are all coming to UNC, and that's where they're having their conference this year. But I think what you were thinking about with the new space with the, whatchamacallit, the University Center, they're building onto there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe what I've heard about that is it's going to be a concert hall, and it's not actually going to be a theater space. It's going to be used more for faculty recitals, student recitals, things that are small enough that... they want to still have a nice space to put it on, but they don't necessarily want to take a huge setup over and rent space out at the Union Colony Civic Center.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Certain things, my understanding is that they won't put huge shows like a Jazz Fest show over in the concert hall. That would probably still go over to the Union Colony Civic Center just for technology and size. Obviously, the UNC Gala is not going to be transferring to this tiny little concert hall. I mean, I haven't heard anything that it's going to be large. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful space, but it's not directly related to the theater department.
Hmm, okay. I was just wondering, because they're still keeping Langworthy as a bit, and they're improving, apparently, Langworthy. I know they got new seats in there. This can't be interesting to anybody except people going to the University of Northern Colorado. I apologize for that, but for us here at the school, it's kind of big stuff.
It's huge. It's very nice to see a lot of improvements that are coming to this space.
Yeah, even since you've been here, and you're only a...
I'm only a junior.
Wow. Are you going to graduate in 4 years? Are you going to be like everybody else I meet?
God, I hope so.
It takes a six-year...
I really hope I graduate in 4 years, but it's not looking good.
Really?
Somewhat. My grades are less than satisfactory in some of my LAC courses.
Well, you should be done with your LAC courses by now. That's the point. You're a junior.
Yes. Well, technically, I can space them out and push them all the way up to my senior year, finishing my last one, my fall semester. And it still looks like that probably will happen. I've just delayed a lot of my work in the past, and gotten me, honestly, some failed classes.
Oh, really?
After I... Let's just say that I tend to overexert myself in whatever I'm currently doing.
No kidding.
Which, if, yeah. you know, that included the radio, having two-ish or other jobs at the time of being in a production and spending all my evenings on production. And then I come home and I go, sleep, now that it's 1 a.m., or homework till 3, then sleep. And I usually chose the sleep option and tried to get homework done, but it didn't typically work out.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the same thing that happened with the last manager. Well, you were the programming director, but Sam, who I was just talking to, he was here 6 years.
Yeah.
And I think that was on some level by choice because he was so addicted to and attached to the radio. But it cost him. I mean, in some ways, he was here for 6 years, and he didn't have the GPA that he could go and do a master's here, which is what he really wanted to do. So,
yeah.
you know, he paid the price for giving his soul to this. You're out there, you're doing this, and you're designing. I mean, granted, you're getting credit for that, right?
For designs? Yes.
Well, the sound design for the show.
The sound design for Intimate I got a credit for. However, I'm also taking on another design this semester with the student organization on campus, Soapbox Productions.
Wow.
And that one will not be for credit. That one's just to broaden my resume a little more.
What are they doing? What's their...
This particular production that I'm going to work on next is called 448 Psychosis.
Oh, yeah, by Sarah Kane?
Yes.
Yeah. I never saw it, but yeah.
I'm still kind of getting into my analysis of it, and I'll begin work on it here in the next 2 weeks, but it's looking like it's going to be a real fun production.
Oh, okay. Well, I know fun would be the...
Well, fun process. By no means do I think that the outcome of that show is fun, from what I understand it so far.
Well, we're talking, by the way, with Matthew Davis, the programming director of UNCRadio.com, the place where I have made my home since 2010, and hope to for some time to come. You know, I'm very proudly so. What, you're making...
I'm snapping. For
snapping. I thought you were asking for money for
me. Yes.
Yeah, Dave. You're, Amy,
you're
in the
Davis
now. You know.
Get it.
So what are your... You've mentioned last time we talked on here that you're thinking about getting a new board.
Yes.
That might happen in the next...
Couple of updates on that.
Yeah. I mean, as long as this board is working, you know, it's fine. Who cares? Why would that be better?
Well, for one thing, it is the board that we have decided to purchase.
Ooh.
Is a actual broadcast board. Well, this board works just fine. We're looking to move this into another piece of equipment that we can take out and mix larger format shows on, so we can mix bigger concerts on this than other boards.
Ooh.
It's designed to have a lot of channel inputs. Whereas the board we're looking at is only going to have 12 channel inputs, but that's all we need for in the studio.
Yeah.
It's also going to be a good way to attract more students to come in. Because we can show them, hey, you know, if you work here, this is going to teach you how to use an actual board in a radio station. This will be a similar experience to something you might experience out in the workforce.
Nobody's getting jobs in radio.
Yeah.
Trust me.
No, I'm aware.
You don't have to worry about that. Nobody,
Second, the radio board has voted to buy the new soundboard, and we have submitted a request to... the purchasing department, the billing office at UNC, at the University Center. And they are just taking that request to the higher-ups. Technically, we're allowed to spend the money. All they need to do is just verify everything is in good order, put a purchase order together for us, at which point we can purchase the new soundboard.
Cool.
Also, something that I think I've told you about that we did order yesterday, and this will probably be here within the month, is a new recording unit. And it's going to live in the rack to your left. And when at the start of your show, you'll put in a flash drive, you'll press record, and then when your show's done, you'll press stop, and then you'll pull it off, and it'll be good to go. It won't crash like a computer does, it won't stumble, and we'll have all the levels set so that there's no possible way it's going to get distorted when you record.
Yeah, because I still don't trust that. I know, because it's funny, I was listening last night to UNC Radio, and it was very, very low. The volume. And then I put it on this morning, and it sounded perfect. And I was like, Matthew was here.
Yep.
And this is before I even came in.
When I came in, I saw that somebody had left the tune tracker faders down about 25% of where they should have been.
Yeah.
And it's that they were listening to the headphones. They were not pushing the volume up based on level. So,
So I appreciate you're doing that, but yeah. I worry, because even now I still wonder if I'm going to hear that and that'll be the story. I don't know if you
Well, I did check. That. I checked the volume based on what it should be, and we'll take a look at it when you and I get off the air here in a few minutes.
Cool beans, yeah.
Just make sure we're still good.
A few minutes. I'm here until 5:21.
Well, I mean, am I going to sit here and talk with you until 5:21? I will if you wish, but...
Whoa.
I think you have other things that you also wanted to play.
I mean, I've got an hour left. I mean, I've got classic stuff to play that I as much as I would love to have live, etc. And I will be happy also to take any more phone calls, or else we can kind of finish up and I can mostly just play stuff and I've got to do thank yous and let me do some more messages and you can comment on them as you wish.
I will do as I wish.